In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hexes are damages caused by the intervention of the demon. There are those who can harm others through Satan by using a mental intervention or by hypnosis. If the hex is not done through Satan, it is not a hex, even though they may negatively influence others. To make spells, witches usually use objects with which they express their will to harm, invoking Satan, so Satan imprints his diabolical force on those objects. It is the opposite of a blessing, through which God imprints a virtue of good on blessed things, which helps us to be good and protects us from evil and the evil one, because they radiate light, love, goodness. Many times, the hexes do not achieve their effect because God does not allow it, or because the affected person is well protected with a life of union with God. But certainly, sometimes they produce their negative effect and disturb the peace of individuals, families, and entire communities. On the other hand, there are people who say that someone did a damage to them or hexed them, because they simply cannot explain why certain unpleasant things happen to them, which may be due to their own irresponsibility in assuming their obligations, or due to simple natural causes. Other times, these persons are psychologically sick, and they think they have been bewitched, but the root of everything is in their own weak and sick psychology, and they need psychological and psychiatric treatment. There are people who speak of the evil eye, and they only want to say that their child is ill, and they do not know how to cure him, and they believe that someone has eyed him. In other words, that a person has hurt him by looking at him with ill will. But even if this is possible, if Satan has not been invoked to do harm with the look, it is not a hex. We knew in a parish an old sacristan, to whom all the women of the town took their children when they were sick for unknown reasons, and they said they were eyed. He only prayed a creed and an Our Father, and they said that almost everyone was cured. Evidently, they were not real hexes, they were rather simple health problems, or simply the mother's nervousness, and when she calmed down with the specialist's prayer, the child was cured of the nervous contagion transmitted by the mother, which took away his appetite and made him cry inconsolably. In relation to hexes, it is not enough to say hex words that the wind blows away. What is necessary, and this is something we want to make clear, if they are done with true perfidy and diabolical power is invoked, especially when there are close blood ties between the person who says them and the affected, then they can have negative effects. There have been cases of parents or grandparents who hexed their children or grandchildren, and they were really affected, especially when their union with God is very weak, since they are unprotected against the power of the evil one. In these cases, the deliverance prayer with the supervision of a priest, if possible, is good to do, so God unties any malefic or diabolical link that exists with the ancestors who have been involved in witchcraft or sorcery. What you should never do is go to witches or healers to free yourself from any evil influence, as it would be like increasing the problem even more. In the present times we are living, healers abound, who are stated to solve any kind of problem. But even if they have a room full of saints and religious images, and even if they don't work with the devil, they are negative people who seek to make money, deceiving the unwary, whom they will try to make regular clients for the different problems that they face. These healers will make them believe what they have and that only the healers can cure them. In the best of cases, they will perform certain rites or carry certain talismans or other superstitious objects, such as badger hairs or wolf teeth, or small horns next to a crucifix, thus linking them to the sin of superstition. Father Gabriel Amorth says, "Mothers have come to see me who had taken their children to healers and had made them wear things around their necks, which to the inexperienced may seem trifles or things without importance, but that, due to their negative consequences, had turned out to be true hexes. You never know. Prevention is better than lament. Let us follow in everything the norms of the Church, that with its experience of 2,000 years, teaches us how to do good and avoid evil. The Catechism of the Catholic Church 2117 says, "All practices of magic or sorcery through which it is intended to tame occult powers, to put them at their service, and obtain supernatural power over others, even if it is to seek health, are seriously contrary to the virtue of religion. These practices are even more reprehensible when they are accompanied by an intention to harm another, whether or not they resort to the intervention of demons. Wearing amulets is also reprehensible." There are two types of hexes: direct hex and indirect hex. The direct hex occurs when someone makes people eat or drink things that have been mixed with what they are trying to do the hex with. The ingredients are usually bone powder of dead people, blood, garbage, parts of an animal, among other things. But the effectiveness does not depend so much on the material used, but on the will to harm with demonic power, which is imprinted on them and manifested in the rites and formulas used. Often, at the time of the deliverance, the person vomits things that he has eaten, or vomits cotton threads, ribbons, nails, and other things in an incomprehensible way. Father Gabriel Amorth says, "Sometimes a dense and foamy saliva, or a kind of white and grainy mush, is expelled. Other times, it is more varied objects, nails, pieces of glass, small wooden dolls, threads, knotted rope, blood lumps. Sometimes these things are expelled by natural means or by vomiting. Note that the body is never harmed by expelling them. Instead, it gets relief, even if it is sharp glass. Other times, the person feels a pain in the stomach, as if he had a nail, and then he finds a nail on the ground next to him, and the pain disappears. There are cases when these strange objects are found buried near the house. In all these cases, you have to burn these objects and throw the ashes into running water, the river, or the sea. But you have to pray while they are taken out and burned, and then wash the hands that have touched them with holy water. It is good that people who have taken something evil drink holy water. In some cases, witches prepare philtres or mixtures that provoke diabolical suggestion and vexation in those who drink these drinks. The so-called love philtres, which can impose a horrible bond called ligature through satanic powers to tie a person to the love of another. How many unaware people, perhaps seeking health, put themselves in the hands of witches and healers who link them to the devil, and even if they cure them of their problem, produce other problems that will not leave them alone, because the devil always takes his commission. In some places, they go to the lagoons on the heights of the hills to get into the icy water at 12 o'clock at night while the witches invoke the devil. Other times, witches give to the people drinks based on liquor so that they fall asleep and do not remember what they have done with them, with magical formulas, which in the best of cases would be superstitious. But in many cases, they are true magic formulas for invoking the power of the spirit of evil. For this reason, a Catholic cannot go to those places or to those witches or sorcerers that work with negative forces and that move you away from the spirit of God. God says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, "Cursed is the man who puts his trust in man and turns his heart away from God." Have you ever gone to those witches or healers? Then renew your baptismal promises. Indirect hex occurs when malefic invocations are made on objects that represent the one who they want to harm. For example, a doll, a picture, a toad, clothes. Sometimes, pins, spikes, knives are stuck in the doll or in the picture, so the person who they want to receive the harm suffers firsthand what they are doing. Sometimes, fresh, hexed, and buried meat is left to rot, so the person rots from disease. Sometimes, a hexed toad is placed in a box so that it slowly starves to death as desired. Other times, the object that represents that person is burned so that the victim is consumed as well. There are cases in which the hexed material is tied, such as hair, ribbons, strips of cloth, which represent the damage that is intended to be caused to the victim. In these cases of ligation or knotting, there are mysterious things, since the strangest objects are found in the pillows or mattresses of the victim. For example, knotted wool or feathers knotted in surprising ways. Whatever the case, let's not panic. Our enemies can throw garbage at our house, or bury strange things, or make us eat hexed things. For these and all cases of evil influence, it is good to use holy water, which can be drunk, or sprinkle exercise salt in the corners of the house. Use blessed sacred images, rosaries, crucifixes, and frequently make the sign of the cross on oneself. We have so many testimonies of the saints who did this. It is also good to frequently recite the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. But above all, it is very important to do frequent confession, at least every 15 days or sooner, because it is better than any exorcism, according to Father Gabriel Amorth. Something very important to note is that the person cannot be healed and have peace if he does not repent of his sins, does not leave the evil path he was following, does not forgive those who have offended him, does not renounce all occultism, magic, sorcery, does not get rid of all the objects he used, including amulets and talismans. Prayer and fasting, not only personal, but also in family and with other people, will surely free us from even the most difficult demons. But let's not let ourselves be carried away by fear or panic with negative self-suggestions. God is stronger than the devil, and he gives us grace against the devil. Whoever believes in me will cast out demons. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Have you ever made or had spells or hexes made against others? Have you practiced hexes? Have you used talismans or amulets for good luck? Luck does not exist. Trust in God who exists. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.